and consider his process, first securing his own, then expanding beyond in his discourse, persuasively silencing those from outside. He secures his own not through reasoning, but by things that had already happened and which they themselves had received and believed to have occurred. This was most likely to provoke shame in them and capable of affecting them. If they were unwilling to believe after this, it was not Paul they were disbelieving, but themselves, which was a reproach towards those who had initially accepted it and then changed their minds. For this reason, he starts from here, suggesting that he needs no other witnesses to verify his truthfulness, just those individuals who were deceived.